Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Annie up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Be sure to get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter, or get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all because you know what it is. That's just what we do. You know what I'm saying? it's crazy. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in on, you know what it is. What's today? Super Bowl Sunday. And, you know, people probably missing out watching that, but you tuned in with us. Hey, let me go ahead and get my dude on the line. My dude, Rap Star, what's the deal?
What's popping, everybody? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday, everybody. Super Bowl Sunday, I don't really mess with it. Taking the knee for Colin Kaepernick. I'm part of the protest, but y'all ahead and go ahead and get y'all stuff on. But we got a great show tonight. Great, great show. Where Niecy at?
Go on ahead, Honey Dill. Tell them what it is.
Hey, what's poppin'?
No. Damn that. Don't come in with all that. Like, you done worked 16 hours and you no. Come, let me start off.
Bitch, I was
like, listen.
What's the motherfucking deal, girl?
What's the fuck popping? It's been 16 hours for me. I had to rant and rave all night, but I'm good. What's going on?
I had to blast motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, you gotta do that with a motherfucker. With a motherfucker, call a bitch a bald head. Are you fucking kidding? Bitch, where?
Oh, shit.
You so messy, though. I watched it. This motherfucker up there, oh, I'm bald head right. She doing a her. Flat iron it. She like, this bald head. I'm like, this girl is fucking insane. What is she doing? You play all day, man. Look, we got to get them Dollhouse announcements in real quick. We going to jump to them announcements and come back and get things popping for y'all. Let's go. Dollhouse, baby.
Delta Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, look, if you just now tuning in, you heard we're All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dalhouse Radio. Get at us 646-595-4038. If you find you want to say something, push the 1. If you push it by mistake, push it again, it'll take it back. But you know what time it is. We need to get into that. What it do that at? Are you there? Oh, my goodness. We lost Rap Star again? Did we lose him again?
I'm here.
Come on now.
I'm here.
I know you ain't going
to.
Hold up. Y'all zoning out on me. I'm going to need everybody to rewind. We gonna stop this again. We going to re-fucking-wind and come back in. I don't know if y'all need some gas, a drink. I don't know what y'all need.
What happened was I forgot to turn the mute button on it. Then when I heard you say my name, I was like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, oh, yeah, dumbass, you didn't take this thing off. But, yeah, let's get it popping, yo. We've been talking about technology. Weeks on and the advancement of technology and the weird shit that humans are doing with technology. In Wisconsin, scientists actually made it to where you can go to a vending machine and pay for your favorite snacks or your pop. In Pittsburgh, we call it pop. Others, they might call it soda or soda pop or whatever, your Coca-Cola, your Sprite or whatever. You can actually have a microchip implanted into your fingers to actually pay for the vending machine. They actually inserted it. It's like no smaller than like a pin drop, like a pin needle. And they insert it in your finger, and you go to the vending machine, and you go and boop, and it deducts, I guess, from your credit card or your debit card, and it deducts the money from that by the sensors and everything like that. Ain't that some crazy? Where they do that at? Well, they do it in Wisconsin. But let me get your feedback on that shit.
Me myself, hey, that shit to me, that's some mark of the beast. That's some mark of the beast type stuff, you know, something like that. I mean, no, real shit. That's like some mark of the beast type stuff. You want to implant something in me, and you scanning me like I'm a credit card. This is just another way for people to be in your shit, keep track of what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
where you
that's
at,
what I was about to
how
say.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just taken away from, we already don't have any privacy, as is, we don't have any privacy, but the fact that you want to put, man, fuck your vending machine, I'm cool, I'll bring my own snacks. I don't need you to put, you know, I'm not doing it. If a company came to me, I'm so serious. If a company came to me and said, we want to put this microchip in your under your skin, and, oh, you know, it's cool because you can scan your way in the door. You don't have to carry your badge no more. You are your badge. And you can go in the cafeteria, you know, get you some free coffee. We want you alert for the day. Mm-hmm. I don't really even know what to say about that.
But you know they've been having this idea for a while.
They've been saying stuff like this for quite some time, you know, about tagging people.
pretty much. That's what I call it, tagging. You know,
I say since birth. New. They've been even talking mm-hmm. about since birth. Like, you know, when you
probably about since your birth. You are about right.
Probably
about since your birth.
They put that number on you. They put that number on you. That mm-hmm. number follow you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't around since my birth, but about 20 years they've been talking about that. A good 20, 25 years they've been talking about that. But you know, times is a changing. Everything's electronic. Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to be tagged. Mm. You know, motherfuckers be trying to brand people and shit, you know? Mm.
Yeah, have a brand right on your head. The funny part is what happens when you broke and you go and you try to, you know, use your finger and it says credit card denied or no insufficient funds and everything like that.
We gonna hit these lines, man. Let's go out here and see what they talking about. Let's get to these lines real quick. 925, you on the air, I'll talk no filter. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey.
Not bad.
We good.
Look, I originally had two questions, but going back to that vending machine thing, that is completely messed up. I would never in a million years have some weird-ass person inject me with some microchip and track me. And the sad part is that the dude that actually invented that, he had his 9-year-old and 7-year-old sons get the microchip, too, without their consent.
Oh, my God.
And I remember watching a news article. I don't remember where. I think it was Fox News. And it actually showed pictures of the kids, like, in the hospital getting it. And they're crying and everything. Their whole hands swollen.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. I mean, me, myself, I it would definitely be something that I have been forced to do. It's not something I'm going to do in a voluntary fashion. This is not like, do you want the child circumcised or uncircumcised? Do you want them with the tracker chip or do you want them without tracker chip? No, thank you. I mean,
well, you already see something like that happening now. I mean, at some places, like I know at Disney World, a lot of their hotels are getting rid of cash. You can't even use cash. You can only use a credit card now. And then pretty soon it's going to be you can only use those stupid bands and all that stuff.
Mm-mm. That's sad.
But,
going
back to my two questions, I don't know if you guys are into the Super Bowl, but I was watching ESPN, and some guy mentioned this. I don't know if it's true or not. I was hoping someone could confirm this for me. But they were saying that before the game actually started, I'm not watching it. I don't really care about that. It's too much drama. But they're saying before the game started that Tom Brady got into an altercation with Bill Belichick and that he was requesting some sort of trade or something. I don't understand any of that.
I didn't hear about that, and I do follow I do follow football. But I didn't. He's supposed to be retiring. I mean, this is so far, unless he changes his mind, and he's entitled to do that. This is supposed to be his last year. He's retiring. So, I mean, I haven't heard anything about that. I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah, I think he should retire. I think if a grown man cries after he loses a football game, he should retire.
But you know what? A little later on, I got a little story that I want to put out there in regards to this man, because he's gonna be in the hot seat today as well. So stay tuned with us, man, if you can, and you know what I'm saying, check out the show. We appreciate you for calling in.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Last question I had is what do you think of all these niggers playing?
What?
Okay. Oh, that's one of those. We've had those in the past. It's not a big deal. Ignorance is everywhere. Not a big deal. It's not the first time that somebody called in and did that, and it's not the last time somebody gonna call in and do it. It happens, and it'll happen. It'll happen again. You know what I'm saying? However, the problem with that is, next time, seeing as how I can see who you are, you might want to call in anonymously. You're not that smart. But anyway, let's keep it pushing. Where they do that at?
Yeah.
A lame motherfucker like him. You good, because you already know.
STL.
You already know. Glad you, wait a minute.
What's
I'm glad STL working them boards.
STL.
Hey baby, hey my skin thick like leather. It take a lot. Don't nothing or nobody faze me.
You know I'm a pop off queen.
And when you can hide behind a computer, you know he's a pussy. It's fine.
He should have just came out saying
pussy,
that right off
pussy.
The muscle.
He bad pussy.
He should have just came right out saying that off the muscle instead of holding on and waiting to the, you know what I mean, to the end, you know, to say all of that. But anyways, what's going on, Rapstar?
I love the ratings. I love the ratings. I'm fine with that because it wasn't nothing but ratings for me. If you feel the need, if you're still out there, if you, you know, want to call back and chime in again, you always welcome because I know your number, so I'll make sure I pick up. But anyway, Rapstar, is that all you had, babe?
Rapstar.
Is he still with us? Rapstar, you all right?
Hello?
Yeah, you okay, man? Can you hear us? You having some difficulties
yeah.
with us?
Can you hear?
You got some things going on today, don't you?
Yeah. The phone's going crazy right now. It keeps dropping. Okay, so when it dropped, because I wanted to chime in real quick. So somebody called in and said the niggers are playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something to that effect.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, there wouldn't be an NFL if it wasn't for black people or anybody of color. All the Super Bowl champions who are out there, everything that you're watching, you're actually putting money in their pockets.
Mhm. People like him pay to go see him.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know what? I mean, the shit is so, it's so vastly thrown around. It kind of it rolls off my back. Me myself, and I really don't. It at this point that don't faze me no more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We use it so crassly amongst each other. Then we have our Caucasian friends, white friends, whatever category you want to put them in. And I've been around, you know, my one homeboy, I got on his head because he had a white friend who, because you got a black friend, it's not okay. You know what I'm saying? It's not okay. No matter what, this person says or doesn't, long as you don't say it, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're not my white friend and we in public and you say some shit like that, I can't save you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing. They said niggers, not niggas. So when they say niggers, they mean something else. And we can't let it roll back. And we can't say, well, because you ain't saved me, because that's giving them a pass. Forget that. We have 500 years of this bullshit. We're not taking it no more. We're going back to the Black Panther movement. Be scared if you want to. Malcolm X Day is coming in April. Fuck all that kumbaya and sent by the fire shit. We coming for your ass. Black power.
Rapstar is up. He's woke.
He's
the Rapstar has spoken.
And it's Black History Month, motherfucker. Sign me if you want to, motherfucker. All you motherfuckers better bow down to the real kings and queens
so
in here who started the birth of civilization. All you motherfuckers was in caves before us. Fuck with it if you want it.
We'll
call the radio station disrespecting
back.
Us. Disrespecting us? Come on. Let's move on.
Y'all better leave. Y'all better fall back.
Y'all better fall back.
Rapstar
is
awoken.
Black power.
Happy Black History Month, y'all.
Yes. Yes.
And shout out to everybody, Black, you know, inventors, entrepreneurs, all that. It's your time to shine. Well, all the time is your time to shine, but this is the acknowledgement time to shine. But let's go ahead and take a quick break, man. Go ahead, rap star, get you some water, dog. Calm down. Put some shit on your, put a compress on your forehead, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
I'm gonna walk in with
like me.
Do you think I'll ever need you, love, more than you need me? Show me your true colors, girl, I just want to see. Cause I done had too many come around and change on me. She's screaming, please don't waste my time. I say I totally agree. See, girl, I'm fine with that. I done gave my watches away, ain't got no time for that. Asking where's my heart, good luck finding that. How long could I see her around? Think I'm still timing that. Think I'm still timing that. Pretty teeth with a nice demeanor. I'm in a rush, it was nice to meet you. Collar shirt, no elongated tees. Cheaper to be yourself, ain't no wrong way to be. Accomplished a lot, I came from the block. Ambitious, in the trenches, I got a long way to reach. Sorry if I was offensive, but not at all. You gotta pardon me at times, okay, problems all. When I hear the word, can't take it like a challenge. I don't understand why the hell I can't have it. Help me understand why the hell I can't have you. I was blessed with a swag and I ain't bragging. Insecurities get covered with designer fashion. If I'm not intimidating, tell me why you're bashful. If you're not feeling what I'm saying, sorry for the hassle. But if you leaving here with me, it'll be fantastic. Do you think I'll ever need you, love, more than you need me? Show me your true colors, girl, I just wanna see. Cause I done had too many come around and change on me. She's screaming, please don't waste my time. I say I totally agree. See, girl, I'm fine with that. I done gave my watches away, ain't got no time for that. Asking where's my heart, good luck finding that. How long could I see her around? Think I'm still timing that. Think I'm still timing that.
Pillow fighting on the sofa. Now that I'm my main focus, though I was hoping. Pull your hair, kiss it soft while you bending over. After that, we can shower, then I can hold you.
Man, you the most beautiful woman in the world to me, man. For real.
Having deep conversation, and now you open. Pretending that I was asleep while you on the phone.
Hello?
Listen to you tell your girlfriend how I stroke. Only that it was a fool, I already know.
Right,
blowing. Phone ring, about to go. Issue rolling. Playing poker, no cards, over hands exposing. Rest in peace, hold the slim. Slow motion. Kicked out of everywhere. Exposure.
Do you think I'll ever need you, love? More than you need me. Show me your true colors, girl. I just wanna see. Cause I didn't need too many come around and change on me. She's screaming, please don't waste my time. I say I totally agree.
See, girl, I'm fine with that. I done gave my watches away, ain't got no time for that. Asking where's my heart, good luck finding that. How long could I see her around? Think I'm still timing that. Think I'm still timing that.
Yeah, ain't got no time for that. That was that Kevin Gates time for that. Hey, you know what it is. You are now tuned in. We're all talking on Filter right here on the one and only Dial House Radio, 616-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something to say. We're going to move on to that hot seat. Okay, befittingly of, you know, the whole Super, I did see this video, and it does involve Tom Brady. And I Nisa, you got kids, so I'm going to go to you first. He put a video out there. He's getting a massage. You know, his son comes, peeks his head in the door, and says, "Dad, can I check my fantasy football, you know, stats?" So he tells his son, you know, what he said. His response is, "What do I get for it?" So reluctantly, you know how, I mean, he's 11. So you know how little boys are once they get to a certain age. You know, they don't want mom and dad, you know, kissing them in front of their friends and all on their face and all that. So he goes over there reluctantly, and he pecked them on the mouth. So the little boy was about to walk away, and Tom goes, oh, that was just a pet. So he turned back around and went back over there and kissed him again in the mouth. And I counted it out. It was like three Mississippis. That's what, so everybody went ham, like, what the fuck? Like, it was a long-ass kiss, especially, I know it was, I know that's his son, it's going to be your kids to the day.
Kissing your child like that, though? That's a little,
It was three Mississippis, I counted it. That's a long-ass time.
That's too much. That make you wonder. Some of the shit we see online, you know?
The thing that made me wonder, as my kids was growing up,
and even right now, I ask, well, to get a kiss, you got to be kidding me, unless they want something from me, you know what I'm saying? To get a fucking kiss, their kids really ain't into that, especially, would you say 12? How old you say he was?
He 11.
You said 12?
He 12.
11?
He's 11,
12,
gonna be 12, yeah.
13, that's a preteen. They ain't going for that. I don't give a damn who your daddy is or who your mother is. They ain't really with that. They especially they be like, ugh, you know, they be like, ugh. My kids used to be like, ugh. And you know, when they want something, oh shit, they all up in your face. They want, but you know, it's a time to time not for that. That's the kind of shit you keep confided to home. Like, real talk, you don't, you know, bring that type of shit. You shouldn't even be doing that. And that's a boy. It's a boy, especially, but you should, him being a man, he shouldn't kiss his daughter like that. It'd be twice as bad, you know? But that's kind of shit make you think, like, what the fuck is really going on? You know? Mm-mm.
What made me question this was the fact that when he said what... he's laying down. He's on the masseuse table. He's getting a good old massage. He's rubbing him down. So the first thing he says is, what do I get? So... out of all the things you could do when your parents ask you, what do I get? The first thing he do is he swaying his shoulders. He's walking back and forth like, huh. That's all that was missing was the huh. The fact that he went over there and kissed him in his mouth.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then the fact that he was like, oh, that was just a pet. You wasn't satisfied?
That's the kind of shit that makes you think something's going on. That's the kind of shit that makes someone like me think some shit is really going on.
That I would agree with you, but there is people like that who are just over affectionate.
Not with your child like that. You know. Not like that. There's a limit. I don't know. I'm a mother. You know what I'm saying? And I got a grandson. So at the end of the day, there is no fucking way. You know what I mean? Kids don't like that. I could see you come him kissing him on the cheek and stuff. But at 11, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, on up, y'all ain't got no business kissing in the goddamn mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know, you really don't. When they're 1 or 2 years old, they'll come over and give you a little peck. You know what I'm saying? But that's about it. All that long kissing and no, that's nasty.
Well, who
that's pedophile material. Huh?
Three Mississippi's a long ass time.
That's pedophiles. I'm sorry. That's how I look at it.
Who,
you know, I've been a mother for a long goddamn time.
Who authorized that commercial?
What'd you say, Russell?
Who
it wasn't a commercial. It was like more of like a live. You know what I'm saying? And it was like a live. So he was like, that's just the first thing he did, but three Mississippis, that's
you know,
a long ass time to kiss a little a young man. At 11, you're a young man these days. Easily.
I'ma say this on the lives and all of that. It's been getting a little crazy with these kids. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really been a lot crazy with a lot of shit going on with children. You know, but they'll take a motherfucker off. You know, that's the kind of shit I would expect them to block and delete. Who gives a fuck who he is? You know what I'm saying? That's the type of motherfucker shit you should block a motherfucker for. That's just not what you do. You know. Ain't got nothing about the affection. That ain't the type of affection. Because that puts a whole different damper on on the type of shit that's going on these days with children, whether it be him or a regular person, an everyday person, that's still a child. That should not be going on. And speaking of that, you know, I don't mean to change it, but you've seen, I'm sure a lot of people who do have social media, especially Facebook, seeing that little girl with the men, the video.
You said the girl, what? I didn't see it.
The little
what,
girl,
what's going on?
Little girl sucking on the man.
What?
I have been hearing about it. Little girl giving head to, it's two different men. You could tell they're two different men. I was told one of them was arrested.
Wow. I ain't seen
really
no shit like
sure.
that.
Yes. The shit, I was mad as hell. Listen, my girlfriend, me and her was together today, and last night she called me, and I couldn't get her off the phone because she was like, I'm not going back on Facebook anymore. And it's crazy because prior to her saying this, I had seen it maybe 2 or 3 hours before that, and it just happened to roll up. I was mad, all mad as fuck. I was on fucking fire. When I seen this shit, I could not believe what I was looking at. The man kicked right in his baby mouth. Little girl, and she, whoever, I don't know if he's using like the camera or the phone or whatever, you know, camera phone or whatever, and showing it or what, but it's going all over Facebook. And it's like when you click on it, you know what I'm saying? It goes to a link, and when it goes to the link, you know, that's how we, you know, people be nosy. That's the number, detective, I got to find out. But when you go to check it, and you know, and he clicks on the link, it has the video playing straight out. The baby is like telling him move his arm, and he go to try to grab her hand, and she move his hand. It's like it's routine for that child, and that shit is horrible. That's fucking horrible. It's routine. When a child could be like, no, you hold my, pretty much like a grown woman would say, no, move your hand. Don't push my head in and out. I could do this on my own. That's learned. That baby has been taught, and that has been going on with that child for a long period of time. You know, she literally, like, looking in the camera while she doing it. You know, like, looking sexy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is a kid
oh,
with a little little twisty braids, the barrettes in her hair, all of that. And as a child, and you know, I was molested as a child, you know what I'm saying? And to think, just to me looking at that, it brought up all type of feelings, you know what I'm saying? And looking at how this, the way she was, like, she knew what she was doing. You know, but she only knew it because one of the because the motherfuckers taught that baby that shit.
Now, I didn't see that video, but I seen another video last night. It was, I guess this was somewhere in India, where there was a guy who was literally beating two kids to death. One, he had one little boy who must have been like 2 or 3, and he hung him up by like a rope. He was like, kind of like lynching the boy. The boy was crying, screaming, and everything like that. And he was beating a little girl who must have been like 2 with a fucking stick.
Yeah, like, see, it's right at the top.
Why? Like, what the fuck? This shit is going around the world. Like,
this is right at the top of my damn timeline. Somebody complaining. This shit is crazy. And they're sharing this shit.
They don't really understand how much they glorify by sharing it. Why not just report them? Why not just report
them?
Well, I guess what I think, what I just say, we're saying, because catch the people who are doing it. But you would have to catch the, you have to find out who the child is. Because I didn't, in that one I saw, what I'm saying, there's two different ones, two different men with the same child. You know what I'm saying? But that child, you know, like, where is her parents? And God forbid that be her father, uncle, brother, you know what I'm saying? Or the babysitters, or, I mean, it's so sad. It's sad. I was outdone when I seen it. You know, I could not believe what I was watching, and I damn sure wasn't sharing it. But it was just, it was totally sad to me.
Don't be out there sharing. It's a lot of you know, things you can get out there and share. So, but hey, I want to keep this particular one pushing. Okay, everybody know Mogul Quincy Jones. You know, 84 years of age. Man, okay, so this dude, 84. The Quincy Jones. So he did a recent interview and felt the need to tell people, you get a little older in age, and you find yourself saying things that you might not necessarily say if you had a little bit more of your faculty. So he went on to tell everyone about his 22 girlfriends that he has from one end of the earth to the other, and they all range between the ages of 28 to 42. And he raises the age every year because he has daughters around the ages of his youngest. I guess that's his bottom line is 28. I don't know, I guess. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and he says he has the technology to keep all of them, you know, happy, Viagra. Mm-hmm. And he tends to go on and say that Ray Charles and Stevie, because, you know, him and Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles are very close, say how they play up their blindness to get women. If y'all found out, I'm just asking the question, if y'all found out at the end of the day that they was, like, not as blind as they proclaimed to be, how would you feel? My whole childhood is a lie.
You know what? You know what? The funny,
my whole childhood is a lie.
You know what? That's funny that you would say that, because I remember my great grandmother asked a question when I was, and she was asking my mom something. She said, "How can Ray Charles know what pussy feel like or look like, and he's blind?" Like, my mom was like, "I guess he can feel. I guess." I think he was kind of like squinting a little bit. He know what it looked like. He was squinting.
Well, you know, Ray Charles had been blind since he was a little boy. He was like ten.
Uh huh. Something like that. The movie.
And I know
when
he wasn't.
He shouldn't have
been seeing nothing like that back then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if y'all found DC, come on, if you found out that they was playing, you can't tell me your whole childhood was no lie, dog. I would be fucking heated. Yeah. I would be heated.
Yeah, she's not just the whole childhood, but listen, just everything. Like, you people grew up, you know how many people that would affect? Like, that's what made people so interested in him. You know, I mean, his music is good, don't get it twisted, but, you know, people felt that connection to him, knowing what he's been through, you know, and how intelligent he is with his music, and on top of it, having to, you know, do all this being blind.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I'd be mad at a motherfucker. I'd be on fire. Mm-mm. I'd feel some kind of way.
Let me find out. Hey, let me find out. Because Stevie, let me find out, bro, that you was playing. It's like that.
Look, in all those days, people had to hold him while he be bouncing on stage and he get loose, try to get loose.
I mean, if he wasn't blind, I don't know, because anybody who tries to play blind, I mean, you see his dreads start all the way in the back of his fucking head. Like, he wouldn't call it quits and be like, okay, maybe I need to get a wig or something like that, or a toupee. You can't be playing like that. You walk around looking like that.
You going to hell with gasoline draws on. It's certain shit you just don't play about. When it comes to AI, I'm just saying, man, it's certain shit you just don't play. Like, as far as when it comes to, like, walking, don't be playing and shit. Like, if I go in the store, like, I was in the store one day and I saw these kids, man, they pissed me off because they was on a little mobile thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's people who really need it, but your little ass, and if something get messed up, your mama can't pay for shit.
Mm-hmm.
While you sitting up here, before you mess up this thing, put this back in the front, and I gave them that mama look, And the little dude got up off the thing like, yeah, get your ass up because something happened to this thing your mammy can't pay for, and it's somebody that really needed it. Ain't, don't play like that. When I was in my 20s, I lost my hearing. No bullshit. I don't take things like that for granted. And that dude said, you down to 8% hearing. Clinically, you are deaf. I don't take things like being able to walk on my own two legs and just sight, sound, the things that we do every day, we take for granted all the time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's, I don't play about that shit. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into a break real quick because I get to preaching on the motherfucker. We're going to go on and get into a break real quick. We're going to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. You know what it is? Let's get that Miller J.
Don't play with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Somebody saw him next up. Be damn if I let him catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, girl, I'm just listening.
Cover Girl Edition mixtape. We gonna keep it pushing, man. See, it's always something, man. We gonna get into them honey dip thoughts. Tell them what to do.
Hey. So I don't know. Sorry about my ranting and raving. Y'all know people who've been keeping up with what I bet you be doing. Y'all bald head bitch at that.
Oh Lord.
Anyway. A bald head and CD bitch. Lord, what the fuck? How? What you say? What you call that? Where they do that at? Shit.
Right, where they do that at?
Yeah, a bitch got, just don't never get it twisted just because my hair being braids and I put a wig on. Shit, I'm black. Most black women in this motherfucking porn industry wearing a fucking wig or a weave. Trust and believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? I bet I blew everybody wig back this morning. All the real hair front of motherfucking roots. My hair is damn near the same length as the fucking wig. Okay? And STDs, none of that. I couldn't be in this industry and be sick. Are you kidding? Anyway, so my thing today, well, it's been since, like, I really didn't get a chance to go deep into it about how the AVN was. The little time that I was able to enjoy it, you know, the little 30, 45 minutes that I was able to enjoy myself there. It was all good. I enjoyed the private Lil Wayne concerts for the My Free Cam girls. I enjoyed the AVN award show up until I felt they were disrespecting the BBWs. And for those who don't know, that's a big, beautiful woman. And I am just that, a big, beautiful woman. And I felt, I did cry. I sure the fuck did. I didn't cry because I cried. Not in the wars. I cried due to the fact that not for myself, I cried for the big girls as a whole. You understand what I'm saying? As a whole group. Because I felt that the people who run the AVN Awards were disrespectful towards us. Like, how can you give an award out and not just even give an award out, but acknowledge a motherfucker for makeup, the best makeup artist? The fuck, pussy? This is dick. This is fucking. This is sucking. The fuck? But you don't acknowledge the big girls. And I'm really serious. See, they had, like, I don't know, people, it was live on Instagram. It was live. You know, this is the first year that it was straight up live. Normally, it's pre-recorded for HBO, Showtime type stuff. Everything was live. Okay. Everybody was filming live this year. And, it, you know, so it was live. They did not, under any circumstances, even put anything up about the BBWs. Nothing. Like, I sat, I was like one of the last, this is how adamant I was, because we know I'm a detective. So I was adamant about sitting my fat ass there, and I waited till they turned the goddamn lights on, and I was damn near the last person coming out the motherfucking auditorium. Waiting to see, you know how you put the credits or whatever going up? They putting all this shit going up. Who won, like I said, best makeup? Like, who the fuck cares? Because half the motherfuckers really don't even know how to do no makeup. You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing, you know. They really don't. So I couldn't even understand that. I mean, it ain't monster, you know, monster makeup and shit, like haunted house type makeup. These bitches got some motherfucking cover up and some lipstick on. They ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. I could see if it was, you know, the motherfucking, you know, dead, walking dead type makeup shit, but no. You could sit up there and talk about best condom. The fuck, what? Bitch, we all know Trojan. Best condom, best condom manufacturer. What the fuck? What the fuck? Ain't nobody using that in not for real. In the
right,
I'm trying to
we stay tested.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. At the AVN?
Yes.
Really? Yes. Shit
okay.
like that.
Okay.
For example, you know, you will put that shit up, but you can't take the motherfucking time to show. I mean, our pussies and obviously the girls in this the BBWs. I know my shit good, and I definitely know this motherfucking mouth game is popping. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I got a niggas right now tripping. I got niggas tripping now. What the fuck? That's why I had to show I wasn't a bald head bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because a motherfucker just for the cause they ain't even get a chance to get this head. You know what I'm saying? I know my shit is good. I've never had a fucking complaint from any motherfucking man, and goddamn it, I ain't never had a complaint from a woman. Okay, so. As with that being said, why would you disrespect us? You were happy to take our money. You were happy to take our fans' money because the BBWs make up a good 30 to 40%, probably about 30, 35%. You know what I'm saying? Of the people that was there participating. We were everywhere. You know, we were everywhere all through the Hard Rock Cafe. Yep, all through.
Wow.
You know, and it's okay. It's okay because I know that, you know, it's bad enough. When I look at it, we already, me, myself being a black woman, you know, that black part of me already has to fight with the fact that they'll never actually totally recognize us. Yeah, they'll put us in a nomination, but they'll never put our, you know what I'm saying, nominate. You know what I mean? This should be rigged. They'll never straight up nominate a black motherfucker. Don't nominate them as a group. You know, years ago they used to do that, but now this day and age they don't. Please, it'll never happen. So you know, so that's one thing against us. And then the other thing is we big too. So we can't, you know, you could sit up here and call this bitch up here 12 motherfucking times. Why couldn't you throw the BBWs in? Ain't no, you bitch ain't got to go up there 12 fucking times, this bony bitch. 12 motherfucking times for the same you know what I'm saying?
They was
come
drinking
on
it at the motherfucking AVN. They was drinking it.
Listen,
the fight is fixed.
Listen, everybody was drinking, but I was paying the fucking attention. Listen, I had two drinks, and that's it. So, look. Yeah. I was ready and waiting. I was able to stay my ass right there. I ain't go to the bathroom or nothing. I sat there, planted six row, row six from the front. I was not playing. I'm trying to see it all. You know, I just and it's bad that you know a lot of the BBWs rather sit up in the cam area in the balcony because they feel like, well, it's like the norm for them. They're comfortable. They've gotten so
comfortable
with being mistreated. You know what I'm saying? And for me, that shit's not, it doesn't sit well with me at all. You know what I'm saying?
Niecy.
It doesn't sit well with me at all. What?
Niecy, I was going to ask you, what other than yourself, what other, like, BBW star, like, had that same feeling towards that? Like,
they all,
did you have,
this is,
they all, they,
yeah, they all have the feeling, but they're so used to it. They're so used to the shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm outspoken, so we already know I'm going to say what the fuck I feel. And I was so,
right.
I went through so many levels.
Start a movement.
We got a whole lot of shit getting ready to start.
Right now.
It's a whole lot of shit getting ready to get started, because not for nothing, this shit is called discrimination. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We already got to fight because we black. Why this motherfucker calling on this goddamn line talking that nigger shit? You know what I'm saying? We already got to fight with that, the black girls. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, all of us, the black, white, the Chinese, whatever the fuck you are, all of us as a whole, we got to fight because we got some fat. Are you kidding? Well, we got that snapback. Believe that. Believe that a fat bitch has got the snapback. You know what I'm saying?
Word up.
Once a motherfucker go fat, he usually never go back. He'll go back to them bones. Niggas, black, white, green, and orange.
I'm gonna tell you though that that's cause a thick motherfucker have a point to prove. They
we go harder.
I don't care how, and that's what I was just finna say. They go hard in the paint. Like, look, skinny bitches got it on lock. So we gotta step up to the plate. Like, what you need and what you need, I got that, and I can do it better than her. You did.
But, you know, I mean, speaking for myself, I go in to just doing me. You know what I'm saying? I go in going hard. Fuck proving a point. This, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go all the way in everything that I do. Being petty all the way. Being me all the way. Fucking and sucking. I'm going all the way in. You know? But should I say you going to be all the way in? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
It's going down.
Ooh.
I just felt I really took it as being disrespectful. Like I said, I went through so many levels of emotion that I think, like, I just, like, lost it. I, like, really lost it because I saw the disrespect. And when I get in the hallway, you know, a lot of the BBWs were standing in a circle. It was like two little circles, you know. And it was like layers, two, three layers of it, though. They're just whispering. Like, you bitches need to be fucking speaking up. The fuck you whispering for? I felt like because they're used to this. And, you know, then I had beautiful, beautiful, I love her. She's so sweet. Sasha Jugg. She was a sweet soul, beautiful girl, another BBW. She told me that she was told that she couldn't get no BBWs on the red carpet. And I'm like, when she said that, I'm like, I just got off the red carpet. Yeah. I don't know why they said that to her, but I could see when she was telling me about it, I'm looking in her eyes. I don't know what the situation was. But I could see, excuse me, when I was looking in
her eyes. Is she new to the game?
No, she's not. No,
no. No, she really ain't. Mm-mm.
She's been around for a while. Beautiful girl, beautiful young lady, you know, and she's really sweet, you know, soft spoken when she was talking to me each and every time. Kept a smile on her face. She got the brightest, pretty eyes, you know, pretty girl, you know. I'm going to give props where props is, you know, where it's due, you know. And real, the girl is real. She ain't no bullshitter, no sugar-coated. Just they so used to being treated this way, you know. Yeah, I was so fucking angry because, you know, I'm the type of person who be ready to smack the fucking shit out of somebody. So it's probably good that I wasn't, like, face-to-face with people like, you know, that run this shit because I'd have been ready to pop them and they'd have been calling the people. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just uncalled for you to mistreat us like that. You know?
Anybody got no motherfucking money to be trying to come down there and bail you out? Nisi, I'm going to need you to calm down, too.
No, I got a lawyer. Believe that. I have a lawyer. And in my family, we got some money in his family. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I'm worried about. I always get out. until I get the time. But that boy, you ain't got no business. But anyway,
we gonna wind it down on that note, man. Big ups to everybody that tuned in, even to the motherfuckers that called in and talked about the whole nigga thing. I ain't mad because I'm gonna tell you, I see some shit, shit I don't see, but they call back. You know what I'm saying? I didn't cue them in because I know your number, you stupid fuck, but. They call back, so you doing that, you a nigga lover that love this nigga show, they got your attention.
Exactly.
So go ahead and drop your information on Nisi. Tell them how to get at you, Ma.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, NEESE, Honey Dip.
Yeah, and it's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can hit me up on my Facebook fan page, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. You can hit me up on Twitter, Rapstore412. Check out my newest video called Lyrical Addiction. It's definitely some nigga shit. You can hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstore412. It's definitely some nigga shit. I want to give a big shout out to my baby sister, Ariel Jamie Hawes. Today is her 16th birthday. Love you. That's what it is, man. And oh yeah, go on SoundCloud, go on to Rap Star, listen to my name and check out my two singles called Black Nation and Afro Latino. We running this motherfucker.
Okay. Well, that
happy,
being said, we
Black
appreciate y'all.
Month.
We appreciate y'all. You, him, her, the locked up motherfuckers, the 1%ers, and the nigga lovers. We love y'all all. We
yeah.
see y'all next week.
I'm your lady. Girl, you incomparable. Hey. You can't split up what's inseparable. Uh-huh. Stop delaying the inevitable. Nah. Treat that lame like umbilical. Poison cut him, keep it you hauling. That's moving, why you stalling? Why? Think about it, is he worth the stress? He put it down, but is it worth the sex? When I love you, it's not the words in the text. You read off your phone, you be hurt and depressed. It's the man, I bet he say every quote on him. I turn the pics on Instagram. Yeah, you laughing cause you know I'm right. The way he treats you, you know it ain't right. Like Bill and Ted, he's stuck in the past. And that's where you need to keep his ass.
I ain't that other chick, I ain't that other chick. I'm the one you with.